This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 23 multiple development projects worth 6,700 crore rupees from his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today. Reinforcing his government's commitment to improving connectivity, Mr. Modi inaugurated new terminal buildings of Rewa Airport in Madhya Pradesh, Ma Mahamaya Airport at Ambikapur in Chhattisgarh, and Sarsawa Airport in Uttar Pradesh. The combined passenger handling capacity of these airports will increase to more than 2 crore 30 lakh passengers annually. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for expansion of airport runway and construction of a new terminal building and allied works of Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport in Varanasi. He also inaugurated Phase 2 and 3 of redevelopment of Varanasi Sports Complex under Khelo India Scheme and the Smart City Mission. He also inaugurated 100-bed girls and boys hostels and a public pavilion at Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar Sports Stadium, Lalpur. The Prime Minister also inaugurated tourism development works of Buddhism-related areas in Sarnath. He also launched multiple other initiatives like tourism development works at Banasur Temple and Gurudham Temple and beautification and redevelopment of parks. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the R.J. Shankara Eye Hospital in Varanasi in the presence of Sri Shankara Vijendra Saraswati Jagadguru of Kanchi Kamkoti Peet of Tamil Nadu. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister Modi announced that the government will add 75,000 more medical seats in the next 5 years to further strengthen healthcare infrastructure in the country. The BJP has released the first list of 99 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will contest from Nagpur Southwest Assembly seat, while Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule will be the party candidate from Kamthi. The names of the candidates were approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 18,53,000 net members in the month of August this year. The Labour and Employment Ministry said that nearly 9,30,000 new members have enrolled during the month. Out of the total new members, around 2,53,000 are female members. The ministry said the surge in new memberships can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's successful outreach programs. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandviya, today said that the Khelo India Asmita Women League has significantly increased the number of female athletes participating in national events. He was speaking after inaugurating the newly constructed 300-bedded girls' hostel at Lakshmibai National College of Physical Education in Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala. It is an academic wing of the Sports Authority of India. The hostel is constructed under the Khelo India Creation and Upgradation of Infrastructure Projects. Kashmir Valley hosted the first ever international marathon in Srinagar today. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah flagged off the marathon from Polo View in the city this morning. Over 1,700 runners from across the country and 12 foreign nations participated in 42 kilometers full marathon and 21 kilometers half marathon. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha felicitated the winners of the marathon. The India Meteorological Department has said that a low-pressure area is likely to form over the east central Bay of Bengal and adjoining North Andaman Sea during the next 24 hours. It is also likely to move west-northwestwards and intensify into a depression by Tuesday morning and into a cyclonic storm by Wednesday. It is very likely to move northwestwards and reach northwest Bay of Bengal off Orissa, West Bengal coasts by 24th October morning. The Met Department has advised the fishermen not to venture into North Bay of Bengal and along and off Orissa, West Bengal and Bangladesh coasts during the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.